Take advantage of Johnson & Johnson's Winter Wellness event and get rewarded. It pays to be prepared for the season. Get sweet deals from Johnson & Johnson's Winter Wellness event now through December 3rd. If you purchase $15 or $25 of participating products at BJ's, you can get a $5 or $10 reward. Plus, you can even enter to win a Visa Rewards card. Purchase at BJ's, upload your receipt, and choose your reward. It pays to be prepared at BJ's.
What the frick frack, diddly dack, patty whack, snick snack, crack pack, slack mac, quarterback, crackerjack, biofeedback, backtrack, thumbtack, sidetrack, tic tac, is this shit?
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the 33% Majority. A talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, happy to be back, Alex Springthorpe.
I think you'll find I am your host. Happy to have Alex back in like a friendship way, Ashley Hall.
Happy to clap Alex's back, Tom Host Hutchmanson.
Good podcasting, gents.
That's words, isn't it?
Nailed it. That's this week, boys. We'll see you later.
Did you miss me?
No.
Oh, we missed you so much.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, I did. I missed you enough for both of us. It's fine.
Thank you. I missed being on the show. I listened to your episodes you did without me.
Oh, they were so fun. Josh is a phenomenal guest.
He's very good at hosting a podcast, I tell you that much.
I considered making Josh my new friend, but...
He's hard to track down. He is a tradable commodity, is Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Sought after.
We pass him round like so many Trillo books.
And he's also engaged now, which just makes that so much more difficult.
Well, I don't want him then.
Tainted goods.
Well, if somebody else has been there.
Never G-darn mind, okay?
I'm not the strawberry you choose when there's no chocolate left. God, really suppressed emotions there. Fuck. No, Alex, we missed you so much. Tom won't admit it because he's too stoic. But
no, I actually really did. It's really nice to have like all three of us back in the studio as God intended. So
it is. Yeah, it's good to be back. Thank you for covering for me. It allowed me to get a lot of stuff done, which I'm sure we'll cover throughout the course of the episode.
A lot of pissing, a lot of shitting. A lot of sicking.
More pissing than shitting.
I'm sure we'll get there, guy. Just with the fullness of time, we'll get there.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, Tom.
Did you hear my impression of you last week?
I edited the impression of you, Tom, last week.
Yeah. So
heard it a few times, actually, just to make sure I got all of your sound right. just the impression of you shitting myself. I had to make sure it sounded good. So, yeah, I heard it. Heard it a lot, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
That sentence was a very threatening concept. I'm going to shit yourself.
So, Alex, am I right in saying that you're editing this episode?
Yes.
You are. Now, was it quite difficult for you to edit the horrible noises that I made when I did the crunch time with Tommy and also the sick and piss and shit noises?
Oh, you fucking dare.
A moment's silence. Let's never forget.
No, Ash, this is...
Oh...
It's all right. Don't worry, Tom, because what I'll do is I'll mute your track there and you'll just hear through mine and Ash's earphones what was crazy tune.
You'll hear what's left of my eardrums dripping down the wall.
Yeah, you'll just hear that. That's fine.
Mm.
Cheers for that, bud. Usually we start off the top of the show with some anecdotes. I was wondering, you know how I missed some time. Can I do two?
Oh, fire away for my sake.
Okay.
But yeah.
Thanks. So my first one is I've got some stuff that you'll hate.
Okay, cool.
Nothing new for every Thursday's recording.
Just for one for each of you, I've just got some things that you'll hate. Tom, for you specifically, when my Galaxy Buds Pro run out of battery, I predominantly wear the left earphone. When that one runs out of battery, as it is wont to do, I just get the right one and put it in upside down. And I thought you'd hate that.
Yeah, that's really... sounds just... You've got... Alex, you've got... Two ears, man.
Yeah, no, but I like it in my left one. So when my Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro runs out of battery in the left one, I get the right one, pop it upside down, and just ram it in my left log hole. Thought you'd hate
but,
that.
No, yeah, but yeah, no, I do. But I'm also just confused at the fact that your right ear is functional. It's there and it works.
Do you not have like an ear preference?
Well, yes, but at the same time, it doesn't like...
Listener audience at home right now are listening to us through a left earphone. There's no other way. No one prefers the right earphone. And if they do, it's a sin.
I wear both all the time. I don't ever just wear one. Is that, am I bad?
That would be that my is, preference, Ash.
That is male privilege, that is, Ashley.
Hey, that's fucking savage. Well, Alex, why don't you wear two left? Why don't you just buy two left ones? Just buy another set and say, hey, Samsung, no, because the can case, we have two left you're... options?
Because I'd have to have two cases as well, because the case is mirrored. So, like, the left
surely
one
the case
the
comes with
hole.
Them, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, but then he would have two cases. The left one wouldn't fit in
I
the right
I can't just
hole.
Have two left earphones sat in the right case. Like, they are shaped and moulded to each individual ear. Anyway, we can't talk about Samsung's design processes in depth detail, actually, because I've got something that you'll hate, too.
Fire away.
What a treat. I mounted my television on the wall during my time off.
Love that.
And I had to drill into the wall, and it was quite it was a pretty hefty hole. It was a
Tom. Was that in between shits or in between six?
It was post six and shits.
Cool. Okay.
Post cigarette, pre shit. I think.
I was drilling into my wall, actually, 4 10 mil holes to put these big old bolts through.
Yeah.
And it took took ages and ages, and I was probably drilling for about half an hour.
Were you using?
Fucking sucks. And yeah, there were masonry bits. There were the right.
Okay, good.
They were the right bits. My drill just wasn't spinning the right way.
Oh, Alex. Lefty, loosey, righty, tighty, just, baby. Come on.
Actually, I just thought you'd hate that.
Your drill is, like, definitely more modern than mine. Does it have, like, a little back switch? My switch is on the top of the casing. Is yours on the trigger?
Mine's just on the trigger.
It's, what's your excuse?
Well, just
mine, you have to take your hand off and, like, move a lever. It's steam-powered.
Pulled the trigger and it span, and I thought, well, that'll do. That is enough to make a hole. And it did make a hole. It just was doing it real slow. And then when I've realised my mistake, it just chomped through the wall like it were nothing.
Yeah, well, I would imagine. Was it on plaster or brick?
Brick.
Did you use plugs?
Ash, look, mate. Of course I use plugs. Okay, it's a 50-inch television on the wall. You think I'm going to trust that to the winds of fate? Of course I used plugs.
It's not your fault, though, Alex. You were probably just dehydrated from all the sicking
and
pissing and shitting that you did.
Right.
It just gave you dum-dum, dodo, bozo, fucking idiot brain.
You really
That's
all
it was.
Drain those balls, though, most of all, when you get the bad cum out. It's spoiled.
Why is that actually a thing, though? Why can I relate to that?
Get that.
All I did was masturbate and have diarrhea. That's been my week.
Guys, speaking of that, I'm going to host first, actually, and I'm going to show you guys the super secret Easter egg on Luigi's Mansion on the Nintendo GameCube, and that's how to make Luigi get really ill and jack himself off with his ghost sucking Hoover gun. How about we do that?
Listen, I love a ghost sucking as much as the next guy, but I'm not sure how many legs the audio playthrough of Luigi's Mansion has.
Alex, can you just include the theme tune for Luigi's Mansion here, please?
Is that the right one?
Yeah, actually. Well done.
Castlevania.
I set you up there for some audio comedy where I just put in some wrong theme tunes for a minute, but apparently I just got it right in one.
Alex is really fucking good at editing, by the way. And also, pop culture references. If there's one guy that gets him, it's Alex.
I can't believe I got that in one, I'll be honest. I'm going to host, though.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
I didn't get to do an anecdote, but okay.
No anecdote for you, you fuck.
No! Not really, actually. Oh,
Tom's anecdote this week is, I wanted to do an anecdote, but Alex said I wasn't allowed to.
Tom's going to be doing a speech on bullying in the workplace.
My segment, right, I took my time off of the show to fix a bungalow because I'm moving house to be closer to family because I'm having a son in January.
Many congrats.
Thank you. My wife is making me a son currently. She's doing a great job.
She's making you a rat boy. A rat boy?
She's in the don't do that. She's in the basement with a clay wheel and she's making a baby. It's like the scene from Ghost, but Alex is Patrick Swayze.
except I did it several months ago. And anyway, I used tools and I painted and I planned
to make the baby. Well done.
No, for the house thing that I did.
Oh,
do.
Okay, cool.
And it was a really adult week.
He painted himself.
Just a really grown-up adult week, and I wanted to talk about grown-up things.
Okay,
how you?
What things make you a grown-up?
Paying for your own Netflix.
Oh,
immediately.
That's a good one, actually. That is a
don't
good one.
Fucking leech. Listen, if you're an adult, if you can't afford Netflix, I will give you my Netflix. But if it's more
but
than
if you
like
do,
a year,
you're a child.
Yeah, Alex paid for my demoted. Amazon Prime for like fucking 5 years. Like, I pay for my own now. It feels good.
Congratulations.
Thank
Side
you.
Note.
That's what makes you an adult.
I've never paid for my own Spotify. My younger brother, who owns a house and is engaged, also pays for my Spotify subscription. Thanks, Joshy.
Leeching off Josh's podcast and life success. It's
thanks,
us.
Joshy.
Fair enough.
We're draining the balls of his life.
No! No.
Sorry, carry on. So yeah, being an adult, Alex, I feel like you've had the best go of it. I think having a baby is pretty adult, but I think it is optional. So I think that's like...
Oh, it is optional. You don't have to. It isn't a prerequisite for
adulthood. Yeah, it's like a side quest for
by Jove. Goodness gracious, does it make you feel like a proper adult when you're going, oh yeah, we'll get this pram and this child seat because it's got the loveliest safety ratings. And when you're shopping for cars and you're looking at fuel efficiencies... because you've got to nip over to the grandparents quite frequently.
Yeah,
that is
you've actually,
up and boring.
You've just touched on one, worrying or caring about the miles per gallon that your vehicle does. That one, that makes you feel like an adult.
I used to try and maximise the amount of fuel I would get, and not from a, oh golly, I can't afford to put more fuel. It was a game.
Yeah.
How frugal I could be,
mm.
and I would be upset if I got like below certain numbers.
Low power motorcycles make that like almost too funny because it's like, oh, I've got like a spoonful of fuel left. I guess I'm only going to Skegness, which is like far, by the way, listeners. If you're not in England,
same county.
Distance is relative. If you're already in Skegness,
yeah, true.
Yeah, those
same
of us
county, Tom. Where do you think we all live?
Lincolnshire.
None of us
Lincolnshire. That's
we're
where.
Not in Lincolnshire.
But that's where I. That's there. Location. That's the location that I always compare distance to, and.
Oh,
Skegness
how far
is in
it from Lincoln.
No, I don't fucking know Lincoln. I know where it is from, like Bourne or Thirlby or Deeping. Hey, US
that's,
listeners, I bet you're having a wonderful time listening to this.
No. They are having a lovely time because they just listened to a man say near Deeping. I've never heard anyone. I've never heard a child say Deeping. Deeping only exists for adults.
I mean,
I went to the Deeping school.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel that being an adult is one of those things that you know it's happening. First of all, when you make a noise when you stand up or sit down.
Yeah.
That.
My back hasn't hurt. I've not had a month stretch of not having a bad back. One in 30 days is a bad back day.
Mm.
You had a bad back when we moved your house.
Exactly. I still have that same bad back. I kept it. As a souvenir.
This is mine now. I love it forever.
Being an adult is realizing that too much sleep makes you tired. Not enough sleep makes you tired. The right amount of sleep makes you tired. It's a loop. We're stuck. Well,
it's tired. Hey, you're tired.
Being an adult is knowing that naps are good, but you've got to do a good nap. Beth thinks I'm an absolute psychopath because if I say I'm going for a nap, I set an alarm for 30 minutes and that is,
yep.
Right, I'm going to sleep now, 30 minute alarm is going on, I fall
that's
asleep
a hot
in that
button
time,
topic.
And I sleep for, what, 15, 20 minutes and I wake up and you do feel better.
Yes, anything longer
I've
than
not
that,
mastered
though.
A short nap, I'm like, I go into a coma, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a
try
nap.
Try it.
Maybe I'll set an alarm.
Do
that's
it now.
Really... Life
Ash, do
hack,
it now,
guys. I'm just
Ash, do it now.
15-minute nap.
Ashley's
I'll let you know
segment.
How it goes.
Ash, go to sleep.
You just hear three sleep. Sets of asynchronous snoring.
Audio hell once again.
That's all this podcast is, baby boys.
Baby boys.
Pretty much.
What else is grown uply?
I bought some photo frames the other day, and I've never been more excited to put like pictures of. Actual fruit and veg in them for my house. I care about my decor more than anything else in the universe.
Yeah, decorations is a good one. Ash, your first house, Like, your bedroom, was it a bed? A mattress on the floor?
Yes.
Oh, did you have a bed? Oh, no. So, mattress on the floor.
Right. So, I moved out when I was 16, and I lived in a garage, and I had a bed, and it was great. And then I lived in a series of flats where I had a bed and, like, a hob, and it was pang. And then, like, as I hit kind of 25, I'm like, fuck, my environment's got to be beautiful. And I'm just, it's full of just crap I love.
Mm.
That's adulthood.
Yeah.
Like, just
no, my first flat was mattress on the floor, table to keep things on, and that was all it was. But I'll post a picture of what my recording space is now, like, it's beautiful. Currently. It's just, there's lovely things here, and I just feel nice being here.
That's one of the keys to being an adult as well, is like creating for yourself a cozy, nice, positive environment. I can tell you that whether I'm working or like relaxing, doing nothing or doing shit I hate, I'm always comfortable in any place in my house. Like, my house is great.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
That's good.
I love it.
A cool thing, Tom, you've got me thinking now. A cool thing about being an adult and knowing that you are an adult, in my opinion, is being able to offer that space to people that don't have it. Like, not to sound fucking shitty, but I love hosting. I love having my friends here. I love cooking for people. Like, it's just nice to say, hey, we have a nice space. You want to come and exist in it with us for a bit?
Absolutely. No, I totally agree.
It's dope as fuck.
Being house proud. I guess that is one.
Yeah.
How's this for being adultly? Do either of you have favourite brands of toilet roll?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. But I think that goes for so much as well.
I'm thrown off for like 2 weeks. I'm like off kilter.
But you know what? You've got to get the right amount of traction on both your hand and the bung.
Yes. And... oh my God. Someone's finally said it.
Oh, that's the perfect phrase. You have to have... listen, we're all built differently, different terrain. You wouldn't use road slick on gravel, would you?
And I can assure you, if you're trying to use a dry in the wet, I've got plenty of...
and you want to make sure you're using a wet on a dry, so you're not just wasting away.
I like toilet rolls so thick, it feels wasteful to flush it. I want to be able
it feels
to
like a quilt.
I want to rinse it under the tap, wring it out, and put it back.
You're flushing napkins.
Yes, it's me and my eight wads of Can-Do still in the wrappers.
Yeah.
I want it thick.
I want a tea towel for my arse.
Or if I'm using a bidet, I want like a power hose.
Like a jet wash. 6,000 PSI of arse cleaning power.
Just get that undercarriage squeaky clean.
I want to lift up 3 inches when they fire it up.
I like to just rub Swarfiga onto my
Swarfiga.
It's like if someone got soap and mixed it with sandpaper.
You go to the races, baby.
I like to get a silk cloth and put it on a belt sander, and that's how I do it.
Ooh, that'd be fucking rad. You be careful of rope burn, though.
I just melt the bastard.
RPM silk cloth.
You're wrong if you think I'm not going to make you that as a dummy Christmas gift.
Can't wait.
I've got 2 belt sanders, mate.
That's great. I'll test it.
Off you go. Oh, jeez. So it was adulthood, not arse wiping, wasn't it?
No, we can move on to arse wiping if you want. I've been told I do it wrong. No, sorry, just to go back to arse wiping.
Oh, no, Alex, no. No. You should
not talk about my bum crimes.
No. I feel like
Alex's bum is a mystery to us all.
So here's the thing, right? And this is a genuine real life fact, right? So people who stand up and wipe cannot understand that some people would sit down and wipe. And people who sit down and wipe cannot wrap their heads around the fact that people would stand up and wipe.
Standing
now, here's
up,
the thing.
No.
That is no. Alex, buddy, I'm so sorry to cut you off. But those two, no matter how much people will say it, are the normal ways one would wipe one's butthole. Your way is so far left of field, it's playing a different sports ball game, okay?
You make it sound like I wipe left to right.
Go on, explain it then,
Alex. Alex just grabs a cat from nearby.
I sit down for my wipes, and I with my left hand reach betwixt my legs.
Between the legs.
And clean the shit off my arsehole. Between the legs. I don't know.
He goes front to back.
No, back to front.
Well, that one, yeah.
You're going to just get shit all over your balls.
Mate, I've been doing it for 20 odd years. I'm really good at wiping my ass like this now, and I don't cover my scrotum in feces.
Particularly tanned testicles. I've always thought he's like, it's the same dick as mine, but tanned. I actually now know those are streaks of.
Alex, do you have to lift your like front genitalia upwards towards your stomach in order to like get a successful like.
No, he's
white
got muscles
going.
Trained to do it for him. He just flexes and the whole thing just flicks up.
I go in with my left hand and I like, if you imagine, if you sat down now. Guys,
I don't want to imagine.
Are you sitting currently? Are you shitting comfortably?
Do you nudge it to the side?
You go into the side and you just kind of, just in one firm but fair, gentle wiping motion.
Heresy. Heresy.
And just pop it in the toilet and then just go again until it's blasphemy. Nice and clean. And if you want to be an absolute psychopath, right, this is the thing I don't get about you standy uppy boys or you back to fronty folk. Is okay. Like, you know, in school, like primary school, you'd get like a sheet of A4 and you'd squodge some paint in the middle of the paper, then you'd fold it and you'd make it into butterflies.
Yeah.
Don't your cheeks just do that, but with poo?
No, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Ashen, if you don't mind, I'll take this to begin with and
this
then
yours,
you can run
mate.
With it.
I
you
can't
can run
pick
with
it,
it afterwards.
He's the ambassador. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Ambassador.
I want you to imagine that what happens is you sit, you're sitting, you begin to wipe whilst sitting. And then stand. And now you just have one thin line of crap, essentially, to wipe up. So you've already got the messy part done with.
Do you like miss your cheek then when you're doing it?
No. So I'm not
cheek.
Although I sometimes do.
To get, like, to get in there.
Sometimes I'll bend over a little bit to get more of a purchase on it.
Yeah, like I'll lift a cheek. I'm like,
guys, we have spent 6 minutes talking about arseholes and shitting.
Can you be quiet, please? I'm trying to talk about shitting. When you wipe while still sat down and you go back to front, the bum cheeks take a natural spreaded kind of position when you do a poo, and then they just remain in that state and you can just really get in there and just make it all squeaky clean.
Do you know what? We'll agree to
disagree,
all of us.
That's my tip and my trick, and I think everybody ought to give it a go.
I'm never going to.
We'll try it out, and we'll have feedback next episode. But I like to offer an alternative for everybody. We should all get bidets, because the bidet is superior in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, that's how they do it in the UAE, isn't it? They just clean themselves correctly.
Let's talk about how efficient a bidet is. If there's anyone out there that wants to sponsor us that has bidets or squatty potties, baby, let me know. We're all about that good bowel movement.
I will accept a bidet sponsorship, definitely.
Mm,
give us the sweet,
for sure.
but maybe not the squatty potty, because you could just get like a stack of books or a cat, a particularly obedient toddler.
Oh,
to do what, Ashley? No, I need more than this.
You rest your feet on something high up. You're meant to, like, promotes you. You're meant to squat when you shit. So it lifts your legs up. So you're like.
You're supposed to pull your knees towards your stomach, yeah. And it lets the poo out nicely.
I'm doing it right now as I was sitting, and it's quite a lot of effort. So I could just shit.
Guys, how much do you love it when you have a phantom?
Oh, the sneaker. Oh, yeah.
It's a phantom. It's just.
Gets out without a fuss.
Where's he gone? Oh, was he even there?
The marine of the shit world.
Yeah.
Just gets out of there. Hell out of Dodge. You'll never see it again. Camouflage. Not a single... No footsteps.
Watch your six. He's gone. He's gone. Yeah.
Watch your six.
Shit a secret. Who dares wins.
Very good. Oh my God, guys.
Thank you for letting me talk about poo.
Guys.
Yeah, adulthood, guys. It's shit, basically. That's what we're getting at here.
Yeah, to summarise. There we go.
Will you just look out the window, guys? Down. You see that?
Oh my God, it's a marine ship. It's come for us.
No, I was going for Urban What the Frictionary. Do you want to do that?
Oh, it's that too?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Welcome, everybody, to your favourite.
Oh no,
this
Ash, no, sorry, we let him go in with no momentum, no forward momentum. And
there's,
now it's
yeah,
so
there was
slow.
No movement there.
Yeah,
Tom,
let's do it!
Bring it to the building, baby!
Yes! Guys.
I'm horny for that fucking podcast action!
Hey guys, and welcome to your regular segment between segments, Urban
That
What the Frick! Shinery.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us. It's so nice to be back.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Frictionary center.
the friction.
We've moved to the
room.
West wing of the building.
It's so nice to be at ground zero again.
shit comes down.
Yeah. I've got two today. I've got an honorable mention and an actual, like, urban What the Frictionary entry. Which one do you want first?
Should we go for the real one and then close off?
Yeah.
With an honorable mention. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So the real one is Kilf or Sylph, depending on what region you're from, I guess.
Is it a curly cur or a kicking cur?
It's both, depending on where you're from.
C-I-L-F, curly cur, I, l-l-f, f, Kilf, Sylph.
Can I tell you, I know what it already is. It's very localised. It's a person named Kieran. it's Kieran I'd like to fuck.
Well, okay.
It depends on where he's from. Now, I assume it's not that, but imagine if it's just a guy that... Check who uploaded it, and if it says Kieran, that's sad.
Did you guys see that documentary where there was that guy who fell in love with a red sports car and he was like sexually attracted to it and everything? Oh, car I'd like to fuck. Actually. Car I'd like to fuck.
Oh, that's good. I think it's what, if you imagine a Scotsman with a lisp.
Yeah.
It's what he calls his little skirt thing. It's a kilf.
I'm wearing my kilf.
It's my kilf.
I'd love to put my kilf on.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Slip away into my kilf.
When the Didney knee have no kilf.
No, that's a good accent. Well done.
That was actually very accurate. I'm frightened.
Cash, is that? Are you care to wager another guess, or are you done? Are you donezo?
Maybe it's a fucking what begins with K part. I want to say something like terrible, but it's not that. It won't be that. I can't think of anything beginning with kangaroos, but that's not got a C.
Oh, I think I just clocked onto the terrible thing you were going to say, actually.
Yeah.
And I hate it to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let's just not. Like that.
Yeah.
That's fucking awful.
No, can't even.
Can't even
we
can say the thing.
To say it.
We shouldn't
can't
say
insinuate
that one.
It now.
Should
we're not
one
going
of us say
to.
It,
we're going to move away.
Should
we shouldn't even mention it in the abstract and let our listeners think of what it might have been. We can't shouldn't. Even do that.
But,
listen, this
having
is
said
a...
that, should we say it now?
I'm not going to say it.
It's kids, isn't it?
It's kids. It's children or kids.
Oh!
Can't. No, don't even. You can't even make.
You can't even insinuate
no,
that.
No, we can't.
This is the longest bleep we've ever put into a podcast.
I just went for this.
5 minutes of just beep.
Guys, I went for the C bomb. I was just thinking of the nasty C word.
Oh, what? Cunt?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I could say that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking anything actually horrible.
Oh, in which case, don't mind
kids,
if I
which
do.
Is terrible. Let me just step over that line you drew on there. Nice. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I think it. Cars. I like fast.
I like fast too. Let's. I think it's what Alex said.
Which one? We said a lot of horrible things here.
It's fucking awful. I love it.
I asked my friends and family to listen to this podcast, you know.
You shouldn't.
Should I ask my
ever.
Employer? Like, hey man, give me a job. Can't go on the CV
Tom,
now,
please.
Can it?
Thomas, please answer the riddle mystery. What does it actually mean? Is it as heinous as we thought?
Is it as bad as it sounds?
Kilf. A kilf is a cartoon I'd like to fuck.
Oh, thank God. Tom's just saying that to save face.
Good gracious. Which cartoon would you fuck? If you had to pick one cartoon, which one would it be?
Frighteningly fast here, Tasmanian Devil.
just spin.
That guy fucks.
There you go.
It's the sound of pain and pleasure, baby.
I'm just trying to think whether there's any cartoons...
Yeah, I've seen internet history.
There's a program called Invincible on Amazon Prime. There's some superheroes that are cool.
Okay.
And they'd be super strong.
Yeah, just like step on you and crush you.
Stop it.
Do you guys want the honorable mention now?
No,
not if it's children or kids.
No, guys, we can't move on. You don't know which cartoon I'd like to fuck.
I think we all know which cartoon you're going to fuck, Alex. No, I
Nala from The Lion King, because he likes felines.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Sally.
Oh, yeah, I should have guessed that. Yeah.
Throwback, boys. Sally. I mentioned the chat earlier without giving it any context, and I'm glad you gave that callback. I'd like to read to you one line.
Oh, are we
going to
do that thing where we read through a group chat because it makes for excellent radio?
I want to just read. No, I'm not. I want to read one line from the chat we had yesterday. Just one line. Let me have one line.
You're like a fucking coke addict, Dash. Go on, one more line.
So, quick one. When Lightning McQueen and Sally fuck, do you think he compliments her rack and she his pinion? It got me. It was out of nowhere. There was no context.
I was feeling philosophical.
Deep, meaningful. You know, the conversations we have, listeners, because we care and you need to know.
Do you guys want the honourable mention?
Yes,
I'd
please,
love it.
Tommy.
Yeah, far away. Take us away from this place.
I'm actually going to read you the definition before I read the word itself. The ultimate expression of, and then inverted commas, what the fuck. Are you ready for the word?
So ready.
Yes, please.
What the frick frack, diddly dack, patty whack, snick snack, crack pack, slack mac, quarterback, crackerjack, biofeedback, backtrack, thumbtack, sidetrack, tic tac, is this shit?
Wow.
That. Too. Poor. That. Powerful.
Crikey.
Poetic.
Do you know what, actually, that's the first time I'd read it aloud as well, and I didn't actually slip up once.
Underneath it, it just says Socrates.
Do you want Ash to beatbox while you read that?
Again? Should we go again?
Yeah. Let me know when you're going to go.
Alex, you do the bass. Yeah, you just carry on. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Oh, I can't do anything with that.
Okay,
ready? I was going to do that.
I'm just going to go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Go. What the frick frack? Diddly dick dack. Patty whack snick snack. Crack jack black snack. Mac quack back. Quad jack back. Fire fever.
Oh my god, I'm gonna give myself asthma.
I got asthma.
Get me out of this hell.
Middle. It's me, isn't it?
No, it's me.
I volunteer.
I think.
Oh, no. Take it away, Tommy.
I think it's me.
I think it's is right. You. Sweet.
Just before I start, guys, we've been doing really well on the charts. We're internationally famous. Can you guys both just say something really horrible about me quickly? Can you both just say one thing really horrible about me? And I want it to be real. Like, just tell me something you hate about me.
Oh,
just go on.
Okay.
Just quickly.
Tom, I hate that you look like the Milky Bar kid lost a breast.
Good. Yep. Yeah, good one, Ash.
I can't think of anything mean to say. Tom, you look
Something about his hair.
No, I like his hair though. Tom, you've got really American teeth.
Doesn't feel like an insult, but I thank the both of you anyway. I really needed that. I needed to be humbled. Thank you.
Okay.
So
get back down to earth.
Yes, exactly. I needed somebody to put me in my place. Now that I am the host, somebody, can one of you start the timer, please? I'm not looking at it.
I've done it.
Now that I'm the host, I thought that we could talk about some of the, I suppose, weirdest or maybe the silliest.
Hello, 33% Majority Studios. Alex speaking.
You guys I'm just going to go into the meeting room quick. Just give me a second, yeah? Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, hello. Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, I'll say, who is it?
Is this good news or bad news?
What?
Oh, no.
Okay, but how?
This sounds important, actually.
Steve Howe.
Oh,
Steve Howe. Steve, no. He's back from the dead!
How can it be?
No, I think it really does... I think it really does matter how you've come back from the dead, Steve.
We're going to call him White Death.
Stephen, how have you necromanced yourself back into existence? Oh, I wish Tom could hear us now.
Oh, I wish we could warn him. Wait, no, he's warning us.
Do you really think that's...
What if Tom comes back and he's on Steve's side? We have to
a project,
plan for the
your
worst.
Connection's really terrible. A project.
Oh.
No. We're not recording today. No,
we're not in the studio.
Tommy done a fib.
Tell it, yeah. Tommy
done a HR fib.
Oh, Tommy's lying to the boss, a dead boss.
So,
previous boss.
In the middle of a project to try and kill Alex after he made you like cum yourself to death.
Too many cricket.
It's about time.
About projects for my segment, but won't that, like, give it away? Right, okay. Sure. What's in it for me, though, Steve? I'll get promoted if I do it. Okay.
Oh, he's going to get the extra 1%. He's going to be the 34%
majority.
It.
He's going to get the remainder.
Okay. Are you coming back to the office soon? Or
Work from home, fingers crossed. Work from home, work from home, work from home.
Warn him about COVID, Tom. Tell him. He has to work from home.
Incredibly ominous, but okay. All right. Yep. Yeah, when we eventually record, I'll do it. Yep. Okay.
What if Tom comes back and just snaps your neck?
All right, Steve. Okay.
I'm not drinking any of these drinks in the studio anymore.
If Tom offers to give you a back massage.
Not unless it's got a firm seal on it.
Okay, see ya. Yep, take it easy. Okay, yeah, bye-bye. Yep, bye.
He's back.
Did you guys hear much of that?
Oh, hi, Tom. How's it going?
I heard enough of that, yeah.
I heard at least some.
Alex, I've been explicitly told not to tell you this, so you can just cut like this section out, maybe, if that's cool. Steve's come back from the dead.
Wink.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I mean, that's not ideal. That bit was surprising. I didn't realise we could do that one yet.
Yeah, he's plotting to murder you.
Oh, right, I'll be honest, I can't blame the guy. I did do some pretty heinous rhyming crimes. So.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I did a rhyming crime by saying rhyming crimes. That's gonna really upset him, isn't it?
You Dr. Seuss'd a man to death.
Here's the problem. Because Steve never technically quit, he is still in charge of HR.
Womp.
Friggin' loopholes. Yeah. Even loopholes.
So I was, before I got, interrupted by his phone call, I was going to talk about some of the best and silliest fart noises you guys have ever heard. Maybe we could have done some Foley work. But Steve has said that for some reason that he won't tell me, we need to talk about projects. So if we do, a hard cut now, and I'll, reintroduce the segment as though Steve didn't call me.
Chop
that,
it in. No, of course not.
We'll wind back the tapes. Go on, Tom. Start again.
And I'm now the host, so I thought that we could talk to each other as three hosts, three friends, and given that Steve is still dead, he probably won't have a problem with this. I was wondering whether we could talk about the joys of undertaking projects.
Love that.
Okay.
That's very cool.
Very adult-centric episode today.
Yeah.
It's grown-up time, guys. Listen, the time for toys is gone. Put the toys away and talk to
us. Put the Barbie down.
When it comes to projects, I never used to enjoy the planning side of it, because there is a lot of planning that goes into a big project.
Yeah.
Mm.
I never used to like that, but now I quite do.
You quite do like that bit, yeah?
I quite do like that bit.
Having
a vision of the thing and then making the vision be the thing that it is. Mm. Making the it be the vision, you know?
I think
absolutely.
Specifically, the reason that I wanted to talk about this today was because projects are weird, because they're things that you can put off for a really long time, or it's an idea that you've been formulating for ages and you're not really sure where to start. But I think that really the best part about a project is one that you've had on the back burner for ages and you finally decide to dedicate time to it, like this podcast. We had spoken about doing it for a while. We did loads of tests. Yeah. We tried loads of stuff. And then finally, we just bit the bullet and did it. And it's one of the best things that I've ever done. And I'm so happy that after months of being nervous about it and worried what the reception might be.
It's so easy now, isn't it?
It's the best.
And it's fun, Matt. It was fun to start. But just being in it, you know what I mean? Oh, guys, we're recording tonight. And then we get in it and it's we're just chat. It's just homies.
Yeah.
It's not quite on the topic of projects specifically, but advice to listeners, if any of you want to do a podcast, get a microphone out, press record and just do the ding dang thing. Because after, five episodes, all of the nerves go and it's just a laugh.
It's
just quite rewarding.
And also, having said that, though, if you are nervous and you want some pointers, you want some tips or anything, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be super happy to help you, because podcasting, as we've always said, it's such a great thing to do just for doing the thing, let alone for actually like having listeners, people listen to it.
Even if they weren't with, even if we didn't have people listening, yeah, absolutely. It's if you want to make a podcast, do it with people you like talking to, and then just talk, because it's a good excuse to just spend, you know, an hour, 4 hours, you know, however long, with people you like.
But that's the best thing about projects, are the ones where it's just, it's a passion project. It's just something you enjoy doing. It doesn't feel laborious. It's not tedious, onerous, synonyms. It's just, it's a nice, fun thing that you can just do.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Alex, so Josh, my brother Josh and I, we're planning on doing another podcast. And I'll admit that when the three of us were sort of putting together our idea for what our podcast would be, I wanted there to be some element of like nerdiness and like, you know, that sort of news maybe, but really...
Me and Alex are just too rock and roll for that.
Precisely. So although I could bring the news to my 15 minutes of fame, it wouldn't work. And so it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and my brother sort of agrees with me and he wants to do it as well. But so that's my project that I've got coming up, that my brother and I are going to be doing another podcast. I thought I would ask you guys like about projects that you either have coming up or aspects of projects that you've done that you wanted to tell people about. That was why I wanted to do this segment. I wanted to big you boys up.
This is a sweet segment. This is this is a very kind idea that you've done, because I know that you know we all have things going on.
Well, and this is an opportunity,
you
know, like,
Alex,
to talk
you've
about
got your beautiful home and your son, and you've got this all the things going on in the universe. It's beautiful. And then I've got like my little projects going on at the minute.
I'm excited to hear about Ashley's projects. Ashley's projects are always beautiful. I think just before Ashley, you take us away and weave a fanciful word tale of all the things you're doing. A lot of projects you can look at that other people do and go, yeah, I could do that. Like with the bungalow, I've painted it and I've ripped carpets up. You boys could do that. It's not tricky to do. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
The stuff Ash does and the stuff Ash makes, I look at and I go, that's incredible, because no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't do that. So
agreed.
I might talk about Ashley's things.
You could do it. You absolutely could. You're an intelligent man. But thank you. That's high praise from people I admire very much. I'm not going to tear up because I'm very emotional today. I've got a different kind of project underway at the minute from my usual jewelry, furniture, art stuff. I'm going to write a book, I think.
A book, he says.
I sent you guys, I think why it's sweet that Tom is doing this and why it's sweet that Alex has mentioned the beautiful things that I make. I've started compiling confessions from strangers. I was going to do my segment on the joy of talking to strangers, and I still will. I have a lot to say on the matter, but I'm thinking about writing a book where I compile just confessions from people that don't know me, that I don't know, about life, because you've never talked to anybody like you've talked to someone you're never going to see again. When was the last conversation you had where everything you let go didn't have any impact on that person's life? You don't feel guilty for unloading on them because they're never going to see you again. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm thinking about writing a book with that in mind.
I think that's an interesting, just a collection of life experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's my little passion project. And if any of you out there would like to just have, you know, a half an hour, 45 minute conversation about anything you like, you can drop me a tweet or a DM. It would be
a letter,
snail mail. If you
whisper
could
whisper it to a crow,
hold a spider and just whisper so sweetly to it, and it'll find me.
Send a messenger pigeon.
Shout out Neil Gaiman for that spider reference there. And then you boys, you should read that shit. It's great. But yeah, that's another project.
With projects,
I have going
there
on.
Are different levels of projects. I think you've always got projects going on, even if they don't feel like projects.
Yeah.
But that's just what life is, isn't it? It's an interesting topic, Tom. Maybe it was meant to be funny, but it's kind of is a little bit
introspective.
That's why I did the Steve trying to kill you bit, because I didn't think that there would really actually be that much humour to it. So I wanted the listeners to think that Steve was going to kill you.
Life is all about finding that next thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no,
everything
I agree.
Is what you want until you have it, and then it's the next thing you want. Like,
yeah,
it's,
you're always looking to settle down at the next rung on the ladder, and then you look up to the next one and go, hey.
It looks nice up there.
Hang on a second, it looks good there, yeah.
Projects at the moment, I want a new car. I don't like the little shit micro I've got, and I want a new one of those. But like, there's things that need to happen before that, and that's an ongoing project, even if it is kind of inactive in nature.
Hmm. But you also did undertake a massive project of, you know, like remodeling an entire house, Alex, which is something that, forgive me for making an assumption, but I don't think you've got that much experience remodeling houses, right?
No.
No.
I've not done it before.
No. If you'd have said modelling houses, there's a series of really sexy photos.
I can try on houses and I can strut, Tom, if that's
what I was going to say. If you're asking for a catwalk down the hallway, you've got it.
Yeah, have you seen the size of Alex's arms? They are fucking massive.
Ferocious.
It turns out, Ashley helped me move house. The arms, the legs, they are just powerhouses of lifting fury. It's the spine that just... It that is the weak
All the accessories on the vehicle are great, but the core, it's rusted.
I picked up the first cabinet and something just went twang.
Yep,
I was written off the entire day.
Went straight into limp mode.
Bless your heart, Ali Bear. Bless your heart, Albert.
Thanks.
I've got some minor art projects going on. I'm doing some more woodwork, but that's off sale. I'm doing it for my house, so nobody will probably see that. Don't take photos.
Selfish
of
art.
Myself. Selfish art, the best kind. Make art for yourself, people. Nothing says self-care like making something beautiful for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And
cozy spaces as well. That's a project. Like you constantly, you sit down, you think, oh, it'd be nice if I had a mic stand.
Yeah. Which I do, and it's fucking awesome. Mic arms are sick, honestly. It's so
I've
good.
I've seen both of your mic arms, and I'm fucking crying in jealousy. I've made a really nice one out of wood, but it just didn't look good, so I'm making another one.
I will get you one, Ashley, for Christmas. A 33% Christmas present.
I'm still going to make you a silk belt sander, so I wouldn't get too excited.
But, I'm going to buy you both yachts.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
Actually, with our fame... With our absolute mind-crushing fame.
Yes. Well,
you can piss about with your poor people presents. I'm going to buy super yachts.
Cool. Well, that was my segment. And I just wanted to encourage anyone that's listening that if you've got something bubbling, something that you've wanted to do for a while, and you just haven't given it the time, give it a go. Because you'll probably be really impressed with yourself.
If you've got a project that you're struggling to dedicate time to, send a message to the 33% Majority Instagram page and one of us will personally help you with it. No matter what it is, we'll help you with it.
We'll give it our best go.
I'll hire a van and I'll help you move house.
We'll give it our best go.
I'll give you emotional support in ways that you can't imagine.
Tom will call all of the companies you need to call and update them with your new bank details, if that's what you need. If that's what you need from him, he'll do it for you.
If you need help lifting a car or a child or a house or basically anything, Alex can do it, but only once.
Only once.
one many times.
He'll help you move house, but only the house itself to the left.
Guys, we're stood on a train track, and I think there's a train coming.
Sorry, Tom, you freaking frightened me there. Jumped out and told me I was on a train track there.
Alex was so
immersed for a second, he almost...
What a spooky place to find yourself when you thought you were in the podcast recording studio. Bloody hell, mate.
We always you know what sleepwalking's
like? Next time
you
disguise the desk as a portkey, you need to let me know.
No, the problem is that like sleepwalking, we wander whilst we pod. Yeah. Should we get on the train?
Yeah, go on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome
Tickets,
to...
please.
Nope. This is the money train. This is the segment of the show.
He's the conductor, baby.
Oh, okay. Ash, you have something to read for the money train, don't you?
I really do. I really do. We got a review, another review, and I'd like to read it. It's headed with Save Winston 5 stars. If you'll remember, made some statements about how violent I am towards my cat.
You've done that 2 or 3 times today. So
I'm just going to kick him down the stairs. No one can stop me. Listeners, I've never hurt my cat. To clarify, I worship the ground.
Well, there was that one time.
No, there
wasn't. And that other time?
My partner, I'm going to have to bleep that twice now. My partner slammed him against the side once. That's not true. I've been saying that to her for years now, though, and it winds her up. So we got a review.
I gave my dog a grape once, and those are more poisonous than like.
See, Tom physically
acid?
Tried to kill his dog. So.
Yeah. I just threw it to the boy. We had a cheese board. And I just threw a grape to the boy because I thought the boy would like a grape.
Because it pairs so nicely with the Stilton he was enjoying.
He'd already been through a wheel of brie.
He spat the grape out. He didn't like the grape. So I picked the grape up and I thought to myself,
ungrateful,
maybe it was a bit
really.
Too tart. Ungrateful, yes. and I just assumed that it was maybe a bit tart, or he didn't like how cold it was. So I held
to
on.
Fill up his water bowl with a nice Merlot.
Yeah.
So I gently lap at.
It wasn't a green grape. It was a red grape, and he was mad about it.
I held the grape in the palm of my hand for about 30 seconds to warm the grape up because I thought that was his problem. And I then threw the grape back to him, and my furry son swallowed that grape whole, and it was only then that we realised that grapes are poisonous to dogs. And
so hang on, he spat it out once and you were like, no, swallow it.
Take that one again.
Dad, I really don't think I should have this. And then you were like, no, son, you will. And he went, okay, I thought I'd been a good boy, but I'll miss you, father. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
So we had to spend an hour making the boy be sick so that he would get the grape out of him.
Yeah, he just kept showing him the audio from the food episode. Tom did. Just kept playing it on loop. Go on, throw up, you fuck! Yeah.
Bless him. Honestly, you haven't been close to a dog until your entire arm has been down his throat.
I feel the same way about life partners.
I hate this. What are we doing on the money train?
I'm,
I don't think
I'm
this
sorry,
story
yeah.
is... I don't think I'm richer for having this conversation.
Crufts, if you're out there, we'd love some money.
We would. We love money and we'll take all of
not,
it.
Not,
Ash,
we
read the
Crufts,
review.
Though. Yeah, we've got a review. Save Winston. Really delightful show. Oh, I need to do a voice.
He's American, isn't he?
It's a real...
Go on, cowboy.
Really delightful
Go on, cowboy.
Show. A lot of fun. I like the antagonism dynamic. I think less talented all-raiders might get buried under the tension, forcing the show to suffer from some awkwardness. Mm-hmm. But these hosts pull it off real well. He put really, but I added that for a light inflection.
Yeehaw!
Almost has a bit of a whose line is it anyway vibe. Definite recommend. And that's from Brendan 1083 via Apple Podcasts, baby.
I have some American relatives over at the moment, and I'll recruit one of them to read that in the most offensive southern drawl I can ask for.
Cool. That sounds great.
As American as we can go. Turn the dial up.
All right of here, y'all.
Sit up. Open your
All right.
Chair.
All right of here, y'all. That's what really delightful show. A lot of fun. I like the antagonism dynamic. I think less talented orators might get buried under the tension. Yeehaw. You can say y'all. y'all works in this. Yeehaw does not work. Where could I put in a y'all? Y'all don't even... A lot of fun, y'all. That one works perfectly. Really delightful show. A lot of fun, y'all. I like the antagonism dynamic. I think less talented orators might get buried under the tension, forcing this show to suffer from some awkwardness. But these hosts pull it off really well. Almost has a bit of whose line is it anyway vibe. Definite recommend.
Brendan?
Or is it Brenda N and it's a lady?
Brenda N or Brendan, thank you very much for leaving a review. That's incredibly kind of you.
And thank you very much to Aurora for reading that message if I could convince her to do it.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks, Aurora. Nice name.
It's not for sale. You can't have it.
What do you mean? I've got my Trillo books out. I offer you 5 Trillo books.
Ash, do you want to host, mate?
I'd love to host.
Go
Give
for
me
it, mate.
The microphone and I'll spit some facts. Spoiler alert, I already told you what I'm going to talk about. Have you ever just had a talk with somebody that you don't know, you're just at a bus stop, or you're at a coffee shop, or you're in line in a queue at Tesco's, and you just have a natter with somebody? You have a very human moment with a complete stranger, and you never see them again, but they take up a little space in your mind.
Mm.
Like, I love that. As an adult, that's one of my favourite things that I experience and that I go out of my way to experience is those little moments of human kindness where something you say, it's free to compliment somebody. Like, it's free. Mm-hmm. If you like something, telling somebody that you like it is real good. And it's the same way with, like, sometimes I will ask for the time. I have the time on my phone, but I'll ask an old person for the time. I want people
makes
to
them feel
seen
useful,
and
useful.
Just to open a dialogue.
Just to open a dialogue.
After you helped me move house, I dropped you off and we went to the shop on the way, and you wanted to get the bee's knees a bottle of rosé.
Yes.
But got ID'd and didn't have your ID. And I said, don't worry, mate, I'll pop in. And I went in and I reached the wine aisle and I was like, right, I'm looking for rosé. What the fuck is rosé? and there was just a lady there just in the wine aisle. And I was like, hello, I don't know what I'm doing here. I've been told I need a rosé. What's a rosé that's good? And this lady just talked me through all the different options. This one's sweet. This one's a bit... Just talking me through all of the different options and recommended some of her faves. And that was just really nice. That was just a stranger in a Sainsbury's that was like, this young man needs help.
He's lost.
Picking an Alco juice.
He walked up to me and he went, have I seen your mum? Can we find her? He just walks up. Hey.
Just no, over the tannoy. There's a young boy here, Alex Springthorpe's dad. Please report to customer services. He's trying to buy rosé.
Rosé.
The way you say rosé is very sweet, Alex.
It's lovely.
It's got this kind of soft quality to it. But yeah, talking to strangers.
Like a nice rosé should.
Like a nice rosé should.
When I used to work in call centres, I used to like it because it was business to business that I did. It was energy supply I used to deal in. And you'd get like motorbike dealerships calling up to query a bill. And I'd just go, oh, motorbikes, they're sick. Talk to me about them then. And they just would. And people love to talk about the things they want to talk about. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You get that spark in that you can hear the joy when somebody talks about something they care about. Like, you know, when you're talking face to face with somebody and they are talking about something that they are an expert in that you know nothing about and you're not understanding a word of it, but you're there like, wow, you love this. And that's
fully
like,
agree.
I could do that for hours.
Well, do you know what? The thing for me, right, is that the old adage that is lending someone your ear, if it makes somebody feel good to give up like your time to listen to a thing that they want to tell you. Now, whether you want to know it or not really actually is only relevant if you're very, very short on time. But if you're not, God, the amount of good that can do for somebody is like immeasurable. Lend somebody your ear, right?
It's give people some friggin' time. I've made some really cool friends recently. Put out a shout for my confessions book that I'm doing. Which, again, if you have anything you want to talk about, just call me. We know I've got time for you. But yeah, I'm doing my confessions thing. And like, I've had a couple of people message, a couple of whom, I think, me and my Lithuanian friend, Eva, who I met through Tom.
She'll be pissed off at the way you've pronounced her name, though. But
sorry,
hey-ho.
I've never said her name out loud before.
Would you like to know how you say said name?
Yes, please.
Yeva.
Yeva. Oh, that's a much nicer pronunciation. I like that. Yeva. But yeah,
I wonder whether you can do her surname though. Oh.
Petralskate? No, I haven't got it.
Do you know what? That's super close, Ash. That's really good.
Petrol skateboard. It's yellow petrol skateboard.
Smashed
it. Hi, Yeva.
That's an actual person, isn't it?
Alex is just like a bad guy. Yeah. He's the villain of the piece.
Sorry, yellow skateboard, for the things I've done.
Yeva. The word crimes he's committed.
I hope I get it right now, but I believe it's pronounced Yeva Petrauskaite.
Yeva Petrauskaite. Yeva Petrauskaite.
I hope you were terribly wrong, and I hope Alex was closer.
Lent into that,
I really lent into that. Put some stank on it.
Ashley, you mentioned in the intro to your segment paying somebody a compliment, and how that is good as well. There's a lady I work with, and she's a couple of years older than me. I think she's not 30 yet. She's got a sign up on her desk. It's like a cat calendar. But it's not a, you hang in there, it's not an inspirational one like that. It's a nursery rhyme that's basically like, fuck off. Like, it's a office appropriate fuck off sign with a picture of a grumpy cat. She isn't a social woman. She doesn't chit chat. She goes to work to earn the money and then she goes home and she lives a life. And I am all for that. But Since the 1st of October, she has been coming to work in her spookiest outfits, and it's magical.
That's this woman, the best.
She's not there for joy, but she's there to please herself. And she came to work, I think it was only the other day, she was wearing a dress and it had like cobwebs on it and spiders on it. And I was like, hello, colleague, that dress is amazing. It's great. And she just smiled. And she's not a smiley person. And it was just nice.
How wonderful.
I complimented her and she liked it for a spooky dress.
Yeah, it's just I'm gonna the wear art a spooky of being dress kind.
In solidarity.
Solidarity.
So, solitaire.
I'm going to wear a solitary tree. It's a tree that's very solid. And call it Alex.
Love that.
Because Alex, he's a solid boy. He's a solid
It's a solid
boy.
Tarot tree. It's actually a tall, strong tarot card reading tree.
It's a solid parrot tree. It's where all the parrots sit.
It's a solo party tree, and it's an alien Superman. That is on
it's
his
a
own,
solo
having a disco.
Carrot tree. It's
That's
a,
the one
it's
I just said, Ali Bear.
Oh shit!
But it's okay though. It's okay. We can both share this one. Sorry, a solid carrot tree. It's the first tree that grows carrots, and it's solid.
Love that.
I'm out of touch with this.
Where were we going with this? I'm so fucking. Yeah, we're instilling
about how nice we can be to people, and then we talk about that for a minute.
Yeah,
I called an actual listener of ours.
Yellow skateboard.
Yeva and I have been discussing starting a second podcast too, which I've told you both about, which is on a similar vein to the book I want to do, but a very different way of handling the same idea of doing conversations with complete strangers. We can either edit your voice to sound weird, or you can have just your voice, but we won't mention names or genders or ages if you don't want us to. Like, you tell us what we can say, and then just talk to us about a time in your life, you know. We've all had an adventurous time through life, and I think talking about things is beautiful. I think sharing, there's something in it, mate, I'm telling you. It's a beautiful thing to just be able to say, hey, and then talk and just have that beautiful conversation. Oh,
Why don't you, Ashley, pick up your telephone now?
Yes.
Put in 11 rando digits, just call a stranger.
Starting with 07.
9 rando digits.
Give me, okay, 07, and then give me some numbers.
9.
Yeah.
6.
8.
5.
7.
2.
3. Yeah.
Thank you.
9 again.
9 again, yep.
6.
How many is that have you got now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Calling.
Okay, so Ash has just made a phone call while we're having a phone call.
Yeah, so he's hung up on the phone call.
So it's just... My plan worked, Tom. Now it's a 50% majority again, and it's just me and you.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Albert?
I'm really good, mate. You?
Yeah, that's very good. I'm sure that right now Ash actually might be talking to somebody, which is nice. And he may actually be recording it, so you can probably cut this in, like, now.
Hi.
How did that go?
How were they?
They didn't answer, so...
Did that actually ring, though?
It didn't ring. It meant this number is unavailable. So the number was real, but has not been paid for, maybe?
Try again. Try another one. Let's go.
Yeah, give us a number, boys.
Well, we can't read them out, because if you do actually speak to somebody...
Well, you just bleep it afterwards.
The listeners will just ring. Okay.
Go on. 07.
3.
3.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
3.
3.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
9.
Oh, yeah.
Divided by 2.
Divided by 2,
no,
yeah.
3.
3, yeah.
I'm not good at counting. Just do 3 all the way through it, Ashley. Like the podcast is. That's us. That's who we are. Ignore Tom's 9.
Ring, ring.
Just the 3s.
Oh, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Hello and welcome to British Gas's call centre.
I'm back. Yeah, sorry guys, no answer.
Oh, shit.
07892.
Wait, Tom, just give me someone in your life's number. And I'll just say, hi, I'm just calling for a chat. They won't know me. Just give me a number. Give me a number from your phone book.
073.
Yep.
Number, number.
Yep.
Number, number, number.
Yep.
Number, number, number.
Who is it?
I can't tell you that. It's a random stranger.
Right, I don't know them though, do I?
No.
Okay.
And we will have to wait and see what happens there. Who is it, Alex?
Do you not recognise that phone number?
No.
How do you not know your own wife's phone number?
Is that her number? That's wild. That's wild. Well, it must be. Man's
I
got
know your number as well.
Man's got a phone book on his phone. I don't need to know phone numbers anymore. That's going to be so weird, though, because he's going to call her, and I wonder whether she'll recognise his voice because she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Or to hear more options, press 1.
Hi, I entered your number randomly into my keyboard just by slapping loads of buttons. Just letting you know, if you ever want to chat, you know, I'm around. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Wait, I need to connect you back to my headphones because I was having it so that I could hear the audio.
Okay. Oh, that's good of you.
Well done.
How were they?
Wait, hang on. They didn't answer, by the way.
Oh. No. You were gone for so long.
I left a message. They didn't answer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just left them a message saying, hiya, I entered your number randomly. If you ever want to chat, just give us a call.
You look like a right dick then, because that was Nat.
That was my partner.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
You just look like a fool now, Ashley.
No, now it looks like I'm coming on to it. That's not fucking punk rock. I don't want to call my fucking friend's fiance and be like, a friend's missus, sorry, and be like, yeah, you want to fucking call me up, have a natter? Pun intended.
Have a natter with natter.
Dumb shit.
I've used the
We'll post Natalie's phone there. Number on the Instagram and Twitter. Anybody that wants to call her up and just give her a chat, you can.
Yeah, you
That's
can.
That's the service we provide. The wider 33% majority conglomerate.
Call us anytime. Call our girlfriends / fiancés anytime. Call
the 33% majority presents Natter with Natter, you big ugly twatter.
That's your fucking girlfriend, bro. Don't say
no.
that.
No,
you can't fucking
she's,
say that.
You
she?
Can't
she's
fucking
not,
say
she,
that.
No. She's not
I
the
I might
ugly
have
twatter.
Let her a weird voicemail, but I didn't say that.
No, you the reader, the person reading is the ugly twatter.
It's me. I'm the one always reading it.
Disclaimer, the 33% majority is not an anti-ugly twatter podcast.
it's not an anti-natter, nutter, twatter, fluffer nutter.
The 33% majority is not a twat.
I feel like that's false advertising, isn't it? Really?
I feel like I've asked this the last few episodes. I think we did a pretty good podcast this week, guys.
It was nice. It was just nice to be back. If it wasn't great, it's because I'm still getting up to speed. I'm out of touch in the world, in the realm of podcasting.
Welcome, Alex is our newest guest.
Did you stretch out? Did you do your lunges before you started?
No, I've sprained my podcasting muscle.
Oh, terrible. This is an awful time.
You're flaring.
Break all my laughter bones.
This is the worst day of my life.
Certainly has been a podcast. It's lovely to be back. Thank you very much for listening to a podcast. I've genuinely missed doing it. It's a
reviews
pleasure, as always, gents, to spend X
reviews.
Time doing this.
Do a review.
It's delightful.
Do a review.
Do a review, and I'll read it in the voice of your choice.
Follow us on Spotify. And
follow us home
and
follow,
say
follow
hello
me to a cozy place and tell me your secrets.
Come and see my new house that I made.
This
and
has
let
been
us know if you need a, help moving house.
This has been a 33% majority podcast, and I've been your host. It's a me, Mario.
I can't, I'm speechless. I've also been your host. It's a me, Luigi.
I have also been your host. Ooh woo, daddy, it's me, Peach.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for like Bowser or something, which would have just been...
He's Alex is
ooh,
sweet,
woo,
then
daddy,
he's sour.
It's me, Bowser. I can do them all if you want.
Could you do Ghost, please? Like the Ghost, Boo, I think his name is.
Yeah, of course. It's me, your host. Ooh woo, daddy. Boo. I've given someone an erection by doing that, haven't I?
It's me. I'm the person.
Anyway, thank you all very much for listening. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to do the thing now that I'm back where he just...
I'm waiting for it, yeah.
Okay.
Is he there?
I haven't got a desk yet, so I'm just on the sofa now. It's quite... I can get comfy.
So there's two bad guys in Mario. It's they're like the alternate versions of Mario and Luigi, and you've got Waluigi and Wario, and I don't know what. Yeah, and I think they just make this noise where it's just like, yeah,
wah, it's wah,
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 yeah,
ooh, woo, daddy,
wah.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to 33% Majority, y'all.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.